We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:13, another summer day in the Crescent City, 79th anniversary of D-Day. Somebody texted and said, as an Army veteran, I beg you, Tommy, please don't make D-Day about diversity. Just honor those who gave all. Thanks, God bless. I'm not making it about diversity. I'm just tired in this nation of people thinking that I'm the only one, people that look like me are the only one that keep this nation afloat. We're the only ones that keep this nation going. And screw the other guy, if it's a woman or if it's a Democrat or if it's a Republican or if it's a man or if they're white or if they're black or if they're gay or if they're straight. It takes all of us. And it took all of us on D-Day to make that happen. And I'm just tired of America fighting itself and hating on each other for no reason other than to hate on each other. Because you know what? It weakens us. It divides us, and as a result, it makes us more likely to be conquered. I just wanted to get that off my chest. Let's talk about supply chain issues with Nada Sanders, Distinguished Professor of Supply Chain Management at Northeastern University. Good morning, Nada. How are you?
Good morning. You actually almost brought me to tears, Tommy. That was beautiful.
Well, it's true. I'm just tired of it. I'm fed up with people fighting each other and hating on each other just to make a political point or just to get a little bit ahead or claim the slightest margin or so egocentric that they think that it was everybody. They're the only one. The only people that make a difference in the country are the ones that are like them or the ones that look like them, and it's crap, and I'm tired of it. But that's not why you're here, Nada.
No, it's not why I'm here. But I will say this much. I know one of the things you're going to want to talk about is prices. Mm-hmm. And I think as long as people fight each other, they're not going to notice the other stuff that's really coming.
Amen to that. And look, politicians prey on that. Leaders prey on that. I call it firecrackers. They light a string of firecrackers over here to get you worried about that, and then they don't notice what's really going on over here. It's sleight of hand, like a magic trick, right?
That is exactly the case. And you know, you've had me on the show before, and I just really, I don't pay attention to the politics, but I care about the average person, and I care what they're paying for, how much they're paying for, and those prices are continuing to go up. And I think that when you look at the average person, I'm talking about the average woman, man, the truck driver, the person working at the Walmart, you know, I'm looking at them and what they're paying and what their cost to live is. And that is going up while profits are going up. So I think and it's all happening pretty slowly as everybody kind of, you know, worries about something else.
So
it's the magic.
Are companies kind of using, still hanging on to COVID, still hanging on to supply chain issues to kind of cushion the profits? And then it seems like it's going to screw up the economy because the Fed is looking at this as inflation when they're going to increase interest rates, which is going to slow the economy when it's artificially inflated to begin with because of profit taking. Yes or no?
You actually got it. Oh. I think so. So, I mean, there is some truth. Look, we're all changed since the pandemic, all of us. Everything has changed. And so I think the way we react, and I mean collectively, that includes companies too. It is also true that many companies have gone out of business. So you could argue, one could argue, that it's not greed, that it is also, you know, they're cushioning their margins. They want to make sure that they have enough cash on hand and so forth. At the same time, Tommy, we can't deny, I mean, the prices of what the average person gets, and I'm talking about consumer goods. I'm talking about mayonnaise. I'm talking about Doritos. I'm talking about flour. You know, flour, you know, just for baking, for cooking, is up 17% year on year. That's a lot. And right now, today, now this could change in next month. You could have me on the show. Something could be different. But today, those supply chain problems that really were an issue, they're not the issue. Things are flowing. Yes, you know, we have hiccups here and there, but for the most part, things are flowing. Now, I think there is a little bit of consumer behavior that is still people are spending just like they did past COVID, but it is slowly shifting. You know, I think everything you said is true. However, what I'm counting on, and I'm talking about the latest numbers that I'm seeing, that there is and there will be a change in consumer behavior in you and me. McDonald's, for example, is reporting that, well, people aren't buying fries with their meals. You know, they're cutting back. Stores are beginning to see it. And if that continues, then I'm hoping that the big corporations get a message. Because right now, as long as people are buying, for the most part, and that's true of consumer products, it's true of cars. My God, the price of cars is unbelievable. Again, food overall is up 8.5% year over year. Cookies, 16%. So if you look at companies like PepsiCo and other companies, they are actually expanding their margins. And I think being able to say, well, you know, it's COVID, they're not bringing the prices down. They're continuing to raise them. That is impacting inflation. It's impacting what the Fed is, what appears the Fed is going to continue to do. And oh my God, look at the interest rates, right? I mean, people can't buy homes. They can't do anything. And so I think it's a major concern. And I'm just kind of hoping that consumers vote with their wallet. You know, I've said many times, and I've encouraged people to really shop locally. I mean, this is so important. Do we really want to have a world that just has Amazon?
I'm so glad you said that, because we've got to take a break, and you can walk me through all of this when we come back. Nada Sanders, Distinguished Professor of Supply Chain Management at Northeastern University, and I'll give it to you as an analogy. When a big box store first opens, let's say a grocery store, and I'm not going to name Walmart, okay? But say like a store like Walmart, because I'm not going to say Walmart, but just say Walmart, okay? Let's go ahead and say Walmart, okay? And they have every register open, and you go in and you get whatever you need, and it's cheap, and then, man, boom, bomb, you're out in a second, everything's fine. And then all the mom and pops close up around you because Walmart ran them out of business. And then you go back to Walmart, and there's only two registers open. And you don't really have a choice because mom and pop are gone because Walmart ran them out of business. I'm all for profits in this country. I'm a capitalist. That's presuming that competition is fair and there's no collusion. So I don't know how you balance all of this off where consumers can get what they need, not what they want. They can shop with their wallets and with their bank accounts. And then as a result, companies can react. But yet, I don't want the government saying how much a company can make because, again, I'm a capitalist, but if there's collusion or if there's some other thing that makes the competition unfair, I don't know how we get through that. But I'll bet you do, Nada, because you're a lot smarter than I am, and you can explain it when we come back. 620 Traffic Now, WWL. 6:25 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Nada Sanders, Distinguished Professor of Supply Chain Management at Northeastern University, about how, while prices are high, a lot of it has to do with companies that are kind of like stocking up, if you will, and load up on a profit side, which I guess eventually you would think would have would come to a day of reckoning in the marketplace where consumers are going to say, no, that's enough, and that the market finds homeostasis and its balance point. Nada, I gave you an example before of I'm all for profits and I'm all for competition, assuming there's no collusion. I don't want the government involved unless they have to be. But somebody texted in when it comes to Amazon, Walmart, what happened if we woke up tomorrow morning and they were gone? And are they competing fairly? How do you balance all of this out as a country and in an economy and with a supply chain and letting people get what they need and as opposed to what they want and all that stuff?
Wow, there's a lot there, Tommy. And
unpack
we
it, Nada.
For
you got
a long time. Yeah. I don't know if I have the answers. However, there's a few points here that I think are really important. I like you. I am a capitalist. I am all for profits. Absolutely. But there's a few things that are going on, and I've been actually saying a few things for quite a while. I tell people that, you know, when I speak in public, when I talk to students, certainly my students, everybody, definitely patron your local small businesses. This is absolutely critical. Your local coffee shops, not the Starbucks and Dunkin's or, you know, whatever, the chains, but the local mom and pop, the florist, the small family restaurant, you know, buy less. We have all used to the convenience of, you know, cheap and buying quickly and getting Amazon. And yes, just like the person that had texted in, you know, I don't want to wake up in a world where everything is Amazon and Walmart, because then we're not going to have any choice. Mm-hmm. And that's what the difference is. And, you know,
but do you want to wake up in a world where they're gone?
Oh, where they're gone? Well, you know what's going to happen? We're going to see the average person be able to flourish slowly. Look, we're just so used to them. We are so used to this one thing. Is it healthy for all of us to just depend on them as everybody else is going out of business? And all there is left Amazon and Walmart, and we have no choices. How long is that going to last until those prices go up and up and up? And here's another thing, and I personally think that we have a really short window to act, and I really hope that people pay attention, they put pressure on government. So while we're sort of fighting each other, mm-hmm. The tech firms and what's happening in artificial intelligence, in AI, I mean, those profits, that money, and the control, I think it's pretty scary. And what's happening in the automation space is these jobs that the average person has held are slowly vanishing. So while we're all bickering and fighting each other, the jobs are vanishing, so many jobs, because technology, you know, with the ChatGPTs and all of it, is taking over. And I was saying for a while, you know, we had the rail strike and all of it, I was really saying that people have to ask and demand for reskilling of some type, to ask for other things other than money, because while money, obviously, we all have to live and pay the bills, you want to be in your job in the next 3 years or 5 years. And that's going to require some reskilling. And if you look at across the board, now in this case, I tell people all the time, if you're in a 3D world, meaning you're a plumber, or, you know, you're doing, you know, you're a physical trainer or a therapist, or, you know, all those things, you still have an advantage. But a lot of the knowledge workers, they're going to be gone, and they're taking over by artificial intelligence, computers. So I think people have to really pay attention. They have to reskill. And this war also is important for us to support, again, our local businesses and local farmers. And it may mean that we have to also get used to not having as much, but having something of quality that really lasts.
Thank you, Nada. I appreciate your time. There's never enough of it. We'll talk to you again soon. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Jeff McCausland. A little bit late time for WWL First News now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.